After the breakup with his wife, Pablo decided to leave her the chateau and he moved to the Rue de la Boétie. He soon met another woman, the artist and photographer Dora Maar, who spurred him into a great new adventure, one that would change the course of his life forever. Until 1936, Pablo Picasso had not produced any political works. As we have seen, he preferred to remain on the fringes of all debate. But in 1936, Picasso was appointed honorary director of the Prado by the Spanish Republicans, and in January 1937, he was commissioned to create a monumental work for the Spanish pavilion of the World Expo to be held in Paris from May. After Songe et Mensonge de Franco, a vehement graphic novel, a terrible episode of horror captured Pablo's imagination. The four-hour bombing on the 26th of April 1937 of Guernica Lumo, a town in the Spanish Basque Country, by four squadrons of the German Air Force's Condor Legion, flanked by Italian fighter planes. The bombing caused hundreds of deaths among the civilian population, and it marked a turning point for him. Using the space of his new studio in Rue des Grands Augustins, drawing on many sources and on all the cornerstones of his literary, historical, and pictorial knowledge, assisted by Dora Maar, who documented everything with her photographs, he painted the tragic Guernica in 35 days. The painting would soon become the banner for all resistance against fascism. In Guernica, Picasso literally extinguishes the day. In his own way, gathering information from newspapers and newsreels, he recounts the horror of the massacre by mixing Spanish and French motifs, a bolting horse and a bull, a Baroque Madonna and a shattered statue, the sun turned into a cold electric bulb. His condition as a foreigner, therefore, takes artistic revenge, because this condition allows him to draw deep from his roots. Completed on the 4th of June, Guernica was exhibited in Paris and then toured the world, denouncing the massacres of war like a modern Goya. The work returned to Spain in 1981 as per the artist's wishes, once republican freedoms were re-established in Spain, a requirement set out in black and white in an interview with Le Monde in 1969. The story of the painting is complex. After being exhibited at the Casón del Buen Retiro, adjacent to the Museo del Prado, from 1981 to 1992, the painting is now at the Museo Nacional Centro de Arte Reina Sofía in Madrid. Jean-Jacques Noyer notes, Picasso was a committed man. He was a citizen of the world who considered his creation to be his homeland. He was a communist at a time when this ideology represented an ideal, a messianic utopia. Pablo therefore developed a violent reaction to Franco. He was an artist and joined the long line of engaged intellectuals. He was the typical representative of this movement, a militant, a humanist, an example that would inspire artists and intellectuals the world over. Guernica represented an artistic, political, and personal watershed for him. It was impossible for him to turn back. From this gigantic canvas came other works, such as the etchings dedicated to the weeping woman, with Dora still at the center, but this time as a model, a Dora who continued to stand by him until he broke her heart. But there was something else on Picasso's mind. During the Second World War, Guernica, the work that made the artist famous on the other side of the Atlantic and that had been circulating in museums in the United States and Europe since 1937, put Pablo in serious danger. Not only as a Spanish Republican, but also because he was a degenerate artist, according to the notorious exhibition held in Munich in 1937. And he was still a foreigner, and this in a country occupied by the Nazis. It was in this climate of great tension that, on the 3rd of April 1940, Picasso applied for French citizenship. On display are the documents collected by Annie Cohen-Solal. The request was supported by Senator Paul Coutoli and senior official Henri Loger and backed by the favorable opinions of the police commissioner. It was immediately taken into consideration, but what Picasso's supporters did not know was that it was too late. At the police prefecture, Deputy Inspector General Émile Chevalier had hastened to draw up a poisonous report based on the gossip gathered against Picasso by the French police since 1901. The contradictory pressures that can be clearly discerned in the Madeleine police commissioner's favorable opinion on the one hand, and the official's venomous report on the 25th of May 1940 on the other, speak volumes about the delicate political phase the country was going through. But ultimately, the application was rejected. After being refused naturalization, Picasso spent 4 years in great fear of being handed over to the authorities, especially given that in Spain Federico García Lorca was assassinated by Franco's militia as a sort of expiatory victim. He realized that he had to find a refuge, and he retreated to Paris for good, settling in his new studio in Rue des Grands Augustins, a place he would occupy, albeit sporadically, until his eviction in 1967. Here he produced Young Boy with Lobster, a painting typical of the mournful atmosphere of his wartime works, which are practically monochrome. Picasso's palette then moved towards grey, purple, blue and ochre brown, working with contrasts of tone rather than colour. Picasso often painted at night. These paintings are a juxtaposition of the Picassian kaleidoscope of light with a hint of colors in between. The occupation years mark an evolution. The painter accentuated the use of impasto, changing the heaviness of the brush strokes. In the confusion reigning at that time, Picasso no longer knew which company to keep. He was out of sorts, hanging out with both collaborators and partisans. On the 10th of September 1942, for instance, he invited Cocteau and Éluard to dinner. In his work, he drew on genres he knew and also experimented with others. The sculpture L'Homme au Mouton, with the body of a humble man carrying a lamb as a sacrificial offering, is conceived from the outset, in August 1942, as a response to Arno Breker's monumental nudes. Picasso offered a bronze version of it to the town of Valorise in 1950, when he was made an honorary citizen. And Picasso's first theatre work, Le désir attrapé par la queue, written between the 14th and the 17th of January 1941, was performed on the 19th of March 1944 in the apartment of Michel and Louise Leiré.